Well, there really is a third option, too, in regard to maintaining two distinct elementary schools and making continued investments in those. One of the things that was discussed there is we don't see some of the savings generated both financially and in terms of the educational component for our kids and our staff. So we're really looking forward to getting some feedback on this and moving forward with this project.
In the centralized elementary that would be in Joy, I guess that's spelled out kind of in the survey that you're looking at. Can you kind of just speak to that a little bit, I guess?
Well, a K-5 elementary in a central location like that allows us to balance a number of classroom sections. Right now, we tend towards larger sections at Apollo and smaller sections here at New Boston, and we could remedy some of those issues. One of the concerns, too, was some disconnect occasionally in our curriculum at those grade levels, and those are all issues that I think on the education side we could resolve. In addition, we have shared staff and sometimes duplicated staff in both by utilizing two different buildings. And so those are the kinds of things that we'd look at to help us generate some of those savings as we move forward.
And they had indicated that you still can utilize basically like the gym area down there. Basically, it'd be the three-story portion of Joy that would be demolished if you would go the route of centralized elementary school.
That's right. If we were to build a new elementary school on that site, there are certainly portions of that building that we'd continue to utilize, whether it's the kitchen and cafeteria or the gym and the locker room areas. Those are pieces that are valuable to the district regardless of what direction we move forward.
Yeah, and they elaborated too, just the other thing. You know, the stimulus money is taking care of what you're doing right now with the intermediate school. So what the discussions are with these community meetings are beyond that. Just elaborate on that.
Yeah, that's true. We're able to use existing funds, including some of the COVID-related funds to complete the projects that we have underway right now. And anything that we're talking about here is above and beyond that.